breath, what? Praise ye the Lord. Why don't you stand this morning, and we're going to put this up in the Amplified there, if we will, Aaron. Up to John chapter 1, 15 through 17. John 1, 15 through 17. You know, your concept or understanding or philosophy of God sets you up for receiving or not receiving. Your concept or philosophy that maybe you were raised on about God and who he is can really destroy your life instead of impact it, unless you know and understand what God really is and how he really operates. Because most people, when they grew up, a lot of people, including myself, thought that God was always mad at me, and that God was angry, and that God was hard to please, and that, you know, if I got out of line, God was going to bop me over the head. And that's how I grew up. I grew up under that. And even in church situations, I heard that God was an angry, mad God. And if I messed up and I blew it, I was going straight to hell. No chance. Wow. You talked about living under condemnation for a long time. It's until I really found out who the Father is, who God is, through the revelation of grace in Jesus Christ and all that he brought to us, that most of the time people don't even understand or teach it or have a revelation of it, because if they did, their life would be so impacted and changed forever. You'd be living in joy, unspeakable and full of glory, when you have the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his grace provided to you. It is awesome. Amen. And he loves you today. And I want to read the scripture out of the Amplified because it's so good. Amen. Let's look at this. John testified about him. John the Baptist testified, witnessed about him. Shouldn't we do the same? And cried out, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has priority over me, for he was before me." Of course he was. He is in the beginning. He created all things. All things were created by him. Without him, nothing was created. Nothing was made, right? Amen. He takes rank above me, for he existed before I did. He has advanced before me because he is my chief. I love that. For out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received. Did you get that? We've already received out of the fullness of his abundance. Praise God. All had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, and even favor upon favor, and gift, what? Heaped upon gift. Man, that is a mouthful right there, isn't it? Wow, verse 17. For while the law was given through Moses, grace, unerred, undeserved favor and spiritual blessings and truth came through Jesus Christ. Whoo! Hold up your Bible this morning, amen? Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around, give somebody a high five and say, you are so favored today. Praise God. Wow, that is an awesome word, guys. You know what? You need to get the Amplified out or find it at home and print it off, cut it out, and put it in your mirror. And when you get up every day, look at that scripture. And when you walk out the door, say, look what I've received through Jesus Christ in his covenant. Now, you know, we've received so much. We've received salvation, of course, and that word is just chock full of everything, healing, provision, peace, all those things, amen, we have already received. You know, we are in this life, and we have victory in our spirit at all times. So our battle is right here between our ears most of the time, but the victory's already been won, and our soul realm becomes very flexible. And then within the soul realm, you have the heart and the spirit. And out of the heart, Jesus said, what? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Speaks. So much is done and said about the heart of man. And that heart is that gatekeeper. And the heart is guarded. It says, above all things, guard your heart. How do we guard our heart? Our heart is guarded with the good news of the revelation of God's grace in our lives. That's how our heart is guarded. When our soul starts to take off somewhere, our heart is on the word. Amen. And our heart is guarded by that word. Praise God. God's favor is on you. God's favor is not dependent on what you do or don't do, good or bad. God's favor is always and has always been dependent on what Jesus did. And what Jesus did is always good. And so when Jesus has done good, in spite of yourself, God says we can expect favor. And he said, go back to that verse. Let's go back to verse 16. Look at this. I love this. Verse 16. All had to share. We all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, and even favor upon favor. Here's the thing. Here's why a lot of people don't receive it. First of all, their concept of God is so warped. God is mad at them. God doesn't like them. God's not pleased with them. And you know what? God is pleased with Jesus. And Jesus is living in you. So he is pleased with you. In fact, when he looked at Jesus, he said to him, well done. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am what? Well pleased. When he looks at you, he says the same thing. You are his beloved in whom he is well pleased. Oh, man. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Turn to somebody and say, God's well pleased with you. Even though you got mad at your cat yesterday, God still has favor on you. Why? Because of Jesus. If it's dependent on you, guys, it's not depending on grace. If it's dependent on you, it is not dependent upon grace. If you have to put your effort into it, it's no longer grace, it's you. But when you lean upon Christ and realize, Paul said, in weakness I am made strong. He said, I will glory in weaknesses because God's grace is there. And so if it's dependent upon your performance or what you think you have to do, then you're no longer walking in grace, you're walking in the flesh. But when you depend upon Jesus and realize, God, I can't do this without you. You are my strength and my source and my help. And God, I declare favor is on me because of you. You've got to be expecting a favor. You can't just, you know, think, well, maybe it's going to show up. No, you've got to realize that favor is there upon you wherever you go. Favor doesn't leave you because Christ hasn't left you. So when you walk in on that job interview, walk in with favor upon your heart and upon your mind. They're favoring me today. Amen. In fact, I'm praying some of you that are looking for employment that you'll find such favor that you'll have a multiple jobs to choose from and you'll say, God wants me to have this one. Favor is so important in our lives, and we've got to expect it and understand it to realize it. It's already been appropriated by grace, and we receive it by faith. Joseph was a man in the Bible who was full of favor. His brothers sold him into slavery, put him in a pit, took his coat of many colors, his robe of righteousness, I believe, dipped it in blood, showed it to his father, and said, he's dead. And then they sold him into a band of camel jockeys. And they took him and they put him into slavery. And then he went to prison. And then he went from prison to the palace because of favor and became second in command out of all of Egypt. Why? Because God, the Bible says, God was with him. Man, when you expect and understand God is with you, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, that God is still there with you, still loving you. I listened to a song that Kay wrote about this very thing. And Holly and I are listening to it on the way home, and it just talks about God's favor on my life. I don't know why, Lord, you love me, but God, you do. Amen. More than the skies of blue, God, your favor's on my life. Your favor's there with me. Amen. And guys, start expecting it. Turn to somebody and say, start expecting favor to show up. Say, nothing but favor in my life. Nothing but favor. Amen. Favor over my family. You know, God doesn't force grace on anyone. He won't force it on you. You have to receive it. Just receive it. Amen. God gifted us with grace through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's a gift. Grace is a gift. It's called Jesus. Amen. And he gifted it. When Jesus was born, at his announcement to Mary, the angel's announcement to Mary, listen to what he said. Turn over to Luke 1, 27 through 32. Let's look at this. Luke 1, 27 through 32. What did the angel tell Mary? He said, I've got some good news for you, Mary. Listen to what he said. Amen. To a girl never having been married and a virgin engaged to be married to a man. Engagement was really interesting back then because engagement was the same as we would equal as marriage today. In fact, if you were engaged, and it usually took about a year. The marriage would not be consummated yet, but it was usually a year. And if you were engaged to somebody, in order to break that engagement, you had to get a divorce. So it's really interesting. So she was betrothed, she was engaged to Joseph. A man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, O favored one, what? Endued with grace. Turn to somebody and say, Mary's no different than you. In fact, Mary was before the cross and you're after the cross. Amen. So you know what you are? You are endued with favor. When you get up in the morning, you need to start saying to yourself, look in the mirror and say, I am so favored. I'm so favored. I'm so blessed. I'm so prosperous. Why? Because of Jesus. Hallelujah. God's got purpose in my life. I'm heading in the right direction. Favor will open doors for you. Listen to me. Favor will open doors for you. Favors will open doors for you that no man can shut. Amen. And when you understand God's favor on you and you're walking in it, doors will open up for you. He'll place you before kings. He'll place you before the right person. Favor is on your life today. Man, somebody say amen to that. God's favor is spontaneous and causes us to be preferred. How many remember Queen Esther in the Bible? Queen Esther saved her people, right? She found favor before the king. Amen. If you're a single lady today, don't be going around kissing a lot of frogs thinking they're going to become a prince. I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to happen. Only thing you're going to get is frog lips. That's it. So quit doing that. Expect God's favor. Rest in him. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he went out on a date with a young lady, and she said, you know, I haven't dated in, I think it was 7-8 years. And she said, I've just been enjoying Jesus. And she said, I'm really not interested really in a relationship unless the Lord brings somebody into my life. And I thought, wow, what wisdom. Amen. What wisdom. You know, so many people spend so much time wasting their time instead of resting in God and letting God do the work for them. If you're single and you have a desire to be married, if you don't have a desire to be married, Paul said it's good. Paul said it's a good thing. You know, one less bell to answer, one less egg to fry, one less man to pick up after. I should be happy, right? Remember that song? Anybody remember that song, Fifth Dimension? That's an oldie, buddy. Man, but think about it. You can get up and you can go. You don't have anybody telling you what to do or where to go. Some couples like to tell each other where to go. Hello? You don't have that? Praise God. You can get up. You can, you know. If you're married, it's a good thing, too. We're going to talk about that in a second. But if you're single, hey, man, enjoy your singleness. The Bible says if you're single, don't seek a wife. Don't seek a husband. What do you seek? You seek Jesus. He brings that person. When Christ brings someone to you, you know it's going to be right. You do not want to get in the flesh looking for a mate. Oh, I'm preaching way better than your amen this morning. Amen, Pastor. Amen. So, but she found favor with the king. She saved her people. Now, it's interesting because back then, you know, during that time of Esther and in that court that she was in the harem that she was in, it was required that she go through a year of beauty treatment. That wouldn't help or wouldn't hurt some people. Hello? And a year of perfume, special diet, come on somebody, and cosmetics. Turn to someone and say, God likes color. God likes cosmetics. Turn to somebody and say, God likes cosmetics. He does. Praise God, man. Amen. And a whole year of beauty treatment. Can you imagine that? How many women would just love that? Come on. Can some of you women get a witness out there? So, but listen to this. Look at Esther 2, 15 through 17. Esther 2. Grace and favor were upon her. Amen. Esther 2, 15 through 17. Now, when the turn for Esther, the daughter of, well, I love these, Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his own daughter, had come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's attendant, the keeper of the women, suggested, and Esther won what? Won favor. Here's the thing. You cannot go before the king unless you were summoned. And the Bible says that she broke the law and risked her life to go to the king. The law will always keep you back. Grace will always put you in the presence of the king. The law says she should have been killed, but she found favor. She went and found favor in the sight of the king. Grace always triumphs the law. Mercy, the mercy seat, is always above the Ten Commandments. God's mercy seat sets up here, and the Ark of the Covenant, the Ten Commandments, were down here. Grace is always above the law. And she found favor. And because she found favor, they're getting ready to annihilate the Jews, but she found favor with the king, and they were spared and they were saved because of one woman's boldness to go beyond the law and step into grace, and she found favor with the king. When you go beyond, you find favor. Oh, amen. If you're still sticking back there, get out of that law stuff, man. Get into the grace that God has for you. Live a life that is full of purpose and joy. God's favor, God's grace. Look at 1 Samuel 16, verse 11 through 13. 1 Samuel. Samuel came to Jesse to find the person God chosen to be next king. And he paraded all of his sons before him. I believe it was seven sons he paraded before them. One was tall, good-looking, all this, but God spoke to Samuel's heart and says, no, this is not the one. Listen what happened. Then he said to Jesse, and all your sons here, Jesse said, there is yet the youngest. He is tending the sheep. Samuel said to Jesse, send for him, for we will not sit down to eat until he is here. Jesse sent and brought him David, had a healthy reddish complexion and beautiful eyes and was fine looking. The Lord said to Samuel, arise, anoint him. This is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Why? Because David had favor. God put favor on him. And David found favor. Amen. And he was anointed. Amen. God's got favor on you today. Despite appearance of the older brothers or whatever, God has favor. Despite someone's education, God has favor on you. Amen. You need to receive that. Amen. Choose over him. Choose that favor in your life. Praise God. Despite of what skills you might have or not have, God has favor on you today. He wants you to be a winner this morning. Amen. We all need God's favor. How many agree with that? We all need it. Amen. We are not sufficient by ourselves. Our sufficiency is in the Lord. Look at 2 Corinthians 3, 5 through 6. Our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it is found in Jesus Christ. He is the one with our favor. Not that we are fit, qualified, or sufficient in ability of ourselves to form personal judgments or to claim or to count anything as coming from us, but our power and ability and sufficiency are from whom? Are from God. That's where our power and ability comes. Not within our own strength. And guys, it's so much easier when that works out that way. Because we struggle to make it happen at times. You know, and when we rely on the Lord, Holly was preaching to me this morning. She says, just rely on him in this area. And I said, you know, you're right. We just want to take it on at times, don't we? Wow. It is he who has qualified us, making us to be fit and worthy and sufficient as ministers and dispensers of a new covenant of salvation through Christ, not ministers of the letter of legally written code, but of what? But of the Spirit, for the code of the law kills, but the Holy Spirit does what? Makes alive. That's what he's equipped you to do. He's equipped you to bring life to people. He's equipped you to bring life to your situation. The law kills, but the Spirit of God is life. And where the Spirit is, there is what? Turn to somebody and say, God's equipped you to bring life. Folks, there's communities that need life brought to them. There are communities that need life brought to them. You are that ambassador. Amen. Bring life to them. Speak life over them. People need life in this world. They're dying. They need life. Amen. Jesus is available for us. Amen. Receive all the favor that he has. Praise God. Look at Proverbs 4:9. Proverbs 4:9. This is a great verse. Proverbs 4:9. She has given to you the head of wreath of gracefulness, a crown of beauty and glory will she deliver to you. Put that up in the King James, if you would. I'm sorry, 14:9, that's good too. Proverbs 14:9. I like that too. I love that. That was pretty good. Gracefulness, 14:9. Fools make a mock of sin, and sin mocks the fools, who are its victims. A sin offering made by them only mocks them, bringing them to disappointment and what? Disfavor. But among the upright, there is what? Turn to somebody and say, I am the upright in Jesus Christ. You are the upright this morning. Amen. God's got favor on you because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. His favor rests upon you. Amen. It is there for you. We don't have to work for it or to reach a particular point or to pray harder for it. It is there. It is resident. It is with us. God's favor is prearranged. We must use every opportunity and release our faith to receive it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Guys, just know it's there with you. Look at Jeremiah 1:5. Jeremiah 1:5. We're going to look how the Amplified again. God knew us before we were even born. Jeremiah 1:5. Look at this. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated you, set you apart, consecrating you, and have appointed you as a prophet of the nations. God knew us. God separated us. God put favor on us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22, look, guys, this is for you. You single men out here, look what the Bible says. It says, and you married guys, whoever finds a wife finds what? A good thing. Holly, you're a good thing. Amen. A good thing, amen, and obtains what? Favor from the Lord. Man, you guys that are married right now, turn to your wife and say, you're my favor. Oh, yeah, I was really poor. That was weak, guys. I'm sorry. You're my favor. Now, you need to turn to your spouse this morning and say, you're my favor. You're my favor. Amen. Praise God. And look what the Bible says about this, Proverbs 31:10-11. A virtuous woman is priceless. Her husband trusts her, knowing he will have no need for dishonest gain. He is known in the gates where he sits and with the elders. Wow. Your wife is a grace gift to you. Amen. Enjoy that relationship. You know you have favor there with them. Praise God. And God says, because of your spouse, I'm going to set you up above in the gates with the elders. How cool is that? In other words, you're going to be in a leadership position. I'm going to give you a place of accountability and authority. He is known in the gates where he sits. Why? Because of his wife. It's really interesting. Yesterday, Holly mentioned we flew over to Terre Haute and had lunch with her mom and dad. Her dad's, you know, I think 82 now, and we were just talking about how he got this particular job. And he said, you know, I got this particular job. He said, I went for this interview because he worked for this company for a long time. And he says, you know, I went in for this interview, and they said, you know what, you're good and fine, and I believe we're going to hire you, but we want to meet your wife. He said, oh, okay. He said, well, you know, we do a lot of entertaining, and we'd like, you know, to, you know, meet your wife. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever met Holly's mom. She's, you know, I won't say how old she is. She's up there, but she is beautiful. She's gorgeous. And I really attribute that because of God's favor on her life. And I mean, I'll say she's in her 70s and just radiant still. And when she was younger, she was just a knockout. And we figured out she was 29 years old at that time. And I told, you know, since when she walked in, they immediately told my father-in-law, "You got the job." And I was thinking, favor was up on her back then. Guys, I'm going to tell you, it's really interesting when people are believers and they're not under the law and they're not living under the condemnation. It's a beautiful thing. It changes the radiance of your face. You may not have the greatest face, but when you have Jesus, it looks better. Turn to somebody and say, "You look better today because of Jesus." Amen. I didn't know how else to put that, guys, but I just had, my faith is about to fall out here. But I had to put it like that. Amen. Favors upon you. Amen. Because of God. And it's so true. When you're not living under condemnation in the law, life is much easier. When you know that God is pleased with you, even when you mess up, life is much easier. When you're under the weight of the law and struggling to perform every day of your life just to get ahead and to think that you might get into heaven if you do everything just right, buddy, that's a long way to go. That's a burden. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Man, it's light. It's not heavy today. Why do I always think of these songs when things like that come up? "It ain't heavy, it's my brother." So it's not heavy today. Amen. Stand this morning. Praise God. I want you to turn to five people right now and say, "You're full of favor." Say, "I'm expecting it." Turn to somebody else, say, "I'm expecting it." Say, "I've received it." Say, "I've received it." Say, "It's all over me. Wherever I go, I have favor. Favor's in my life. Favor's showing up. I walk by grace and faith. I'm not under the law. Grace lives in me. His name is Jesus. And because of Jesus, I've got favor. I'm in expectant of good." Some people's mind have been so set up for failure that they've just been pounded down by parents, by individuals, by life. At every turn, they feel like they're failing. I see people out there in the world all the time. They just, everything is not good. It's always bad. Guys, have a mindset. Realize God loves you today and that you're full of God's favor, full of His life today, full of His blessings. Amen. Everywhere you go, just start saying, "I am full of," I guarantee you get up in the morning and start saying, "I'm full of favor every day. Every day I'm full of favor. God's with me today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is going to be a good day because you're here with me today." Amen. And He is. Praise God. Let's raise our hands this morning. Father, we thank you this morning for those watching over Periscope today. If you haven't received this favor into your life, His name is Jesus. Just open up your mouth, receive Him into your life today. He is there with you. He died. He rose again. He cares about you this morning. If you're here in this congregation, same way. Just open up your mouth and say, "Lord, I receive you. I receive your grace, your love for me. Thank you, Lord. You died. You rose again. And Lord, I give you the praise this morning that I'm forgiven all my sins, yesterday, today, and forever. You're already forgiven, already under the blood of Christ because of you. Lord, I receive favor into my life today over my family, over my friends, over my finances, God. Favor, amen, ruling over jobs, over promotion. Favor ruling in my life. Amen. Over quotas I have to meet. Favor ruling in my life, Lord. Thank you for that, God. Hallelujah. Over every situation, God, we speak the favor of the Lord, Jesus Christ, into that situation. We breathe the Lord and give life to that situation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, healing, Lord, is provided. We speak healing. We release healing in our bodies today, over our life. Thank you, Lord, over our physical body, over our eyes, our ears, God, our stomachs, Lord, our backs, God, over arthritis today. We receive healing today. Thank you, Lord. Every issue, God, has to go in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it today. We receive it today. fullness, amen, in our lives. No pain. Turn to somebody and say, no pain here. Amen. Just blessing. Praise God. Strong in the Lord, the power of his might. Amen. Hug five people this morning. Tell them Jesus loves them today. Praise the Lord.